Moving on, where is the world? And is offshore wind costly? Well, this year, Europe stunned the world with three major projects where in July of 2016 in the Netherlands, they bid a project and the winning bidder was able to bid a 350-megawatt project at 7.27 eurocents a kilowatt hour. A couple months later, in September 2016, a project, this time in Denmark, again 350 megawatts, won by Vattenfall, the developer, 6 eurocents a kilowatt hour. And then December, a little over a month ago, another project, 700 megawatts, won by Shell Oil, Van Oord, Eneco, and Mitsubishi, 5.45 eurocents a kilowatt hour.
Dr. Dagger, can you remind us roughly how much the euros, how many euros to the dollar, so how this might translate?
Right now, they're pretty close. Yeah. So we're within 5% now. Yeah. So
thank you.
Yeah. So the good news here is, people thought offshore wind is going to be too expensive, but the industry in Europe since 1991 has been able to scale up, to be able to reduce its costs, and now we're in the point where they're competing on the grid at these costs with really no subsidies. Of course, our first projects will be expensive in the U.S. We know that, but once we get the industry going, and it's, then the costs are going to drop. So we have, and today in the New York Times, coincidentally enough, there's a major story on that, on offshore wind. So this is the New York Times Business Day. It says an opportunity arises offshore. I would recommend you read it. Or tell us about what's going on in Europe. Would you like a copy of it?
Yes. No, actually. Yeah.